I will explain the two participation projects we do with the orchestra. And then there is another program, the Propia Cultura, or Our Own Culture, that I would love to share with you. Let's take a look at when the whole thing began. It started off in 2006 with a program we called a Propa Culture, because everything coming from the training service of the auditorium has great demand among social groups, community like and the intellectually disabled and socially excluded groups are always interested in attending our concerts. So we decided to directly contact the associations representing them. And we contacted a very important institution that helped us, that helped the project take off, which was the City Hall Department of Social Services, and they made a financial contribution as they thought that culture could actually help groups on the brink of social exclusion, because they were aware that social services were not enough. So social services made a contribution to our project, a project we had started in our own auditorium. So we addressed this program to social centers for people risking social exclusion, first in the area and then more broadly, and we invited them to come to our regular season concerts for €3. So it was a very affordable ticket. And the degree of satisfaction was very high, and the people from social services relayed the comments to us about people who had been finally had the possibility to go to a concert, which they never had in their lives. And also, they told us that there was a standardizing factor. In other words, these people appreciated what social services did for them, but these activities were only for minorities. And the fact that they could go to a regular social space, it was highly valued for them. And other other institutions in the city, like the theater, etc., showed interest in the project. So we decided to launch another project, the one we called a Propa, which was basically the same project, only enlarged to the National Theater, the Lurie Theater, and other concert halls on the same conditions, €3 tickets, but we shared the same central services, two of us. There are still two of us with financing of the auditorium and these public institutions, along with the Barcelona region local government. So we decided to develop a new web portal, and we embarked on another adventure, which were music training sessions for social workers, because they're the ones, well, not only do they teach, they're social teachers, but they're also an instrument for social projects. And in our surveys, we detected when these people came to concerts, they thought, they claimed that after listening to this music, they felt more positive. One of the attendants had cried in a concert for the first time, so she realized that they could work emotions on drug or anti-drug programs. So they realized how useful music was. And well, as teachers, they realized that the impact of music helped them with their tasks. And well, with the enthusiasm this generated, we launched these workshops from the auditorium about how to work or how to do day-to-day work with music, how music could help them in their day-to-day work. And where do we stand now, 2 years later? Well, actually, I'm calling it consolidation to cheer us up a little bit. And although we started with 4 different towns and we have reached 10 more towns and 25 different theaters, We still have the same two people structure, but well, we know how public administration stands, and well, there is no surplus of civil servants. We're looking out for possible solutions that will allow us to continue with this program, which is in essence unstoppable in itself, because people have realized how useful it is. This year, training is no longer just about music. We started off in these four cities, like I said, small cities. But since then, we have integrated social educators, but not only in music, but also in theater and dance. We've come up with a name. We have called it Teaching with Art. And we have launched different programs or different sessions to help teachers use art as part of their work. The program is coming, being very successful. We provide the tools. And here's another activity we launched this year. These are participation activities. In the past, well, some claimed that we had a good standardization level, but participation was low. Whereas, and for that reason, this year we have made even greater efforts to broaden the base of the program. Through our web portal, social educators have the opportunity to attend different productions of local art, local shows. Well, not only are they accessible, I mean, €3 tickets are more than affordable, but also there is a possibility of inclusion. They feel like they're participating in the social environment, in the public space. And obviously, well, we provide both quantity and quality for public performances. And the whole thing works through a web portal, a highly demanded web portal, not only from the public, but also from theaters and auditoriums. Obviously, there is an administrator for the web portal addressed to social centers. You can sign in and well, you can apply for, and you have the option to search for shows, theaters, and this is something I agree with Ruben about. Our social teachers and social workers in general are over their heads with work, and obviously these tools have been available traditionally only for, say, school teachers. But opening this world for them with €3 tickets is very much of an encouragement for them. And when we started off this program, we got phone calls from other organizations that we wanted to work with as well. For instance, the MS Association. Well, obviously, they can pay more than €3 for a ticket. So we set up a reduced fee ticket so that they could benefit from music as an association, so that users were able to enjoy music and discuss things about their disease, etc. And a few data from 2012. And the whole set of theaters we have seen, 8 of them were just built this year. So with such slow growth, we haven't seen the effect of the whole program, but nearly 12,000 people have come to cultural shows in 777 different groups, and 950 different social centers have joined the program. Well, I suppose Caritas has 6 or 7 different services in these groups. I'm dealing with social centers. Well, not all of them are active. They have joined in, but they're not fully active for different reasons. But they have joined they have shown the interest to join us, and they have done so. And since we're talking about AOs and orchestras, let's see how this has changed the audience of symphonic concerts. Well, in regular season concerts for the general public on a weekend, this is the attendance rate since 2007. It went down in 2010, but that's because new theaters were built. And I apologize for the labels being in Catalan, but it's about the groups attending, mental health groups, chronic diseases like fibromyalgia, MS, breast cancer. I'm just thinking about a few organizations that have the reduced fee. It's not exactly €3, but it's they get a discount ticket. And then we have groups for daycare, the elderly, physical or intellectual disability, risk groups, drug groups, prisons, etc. When we speak about educational concerts, which are the ones developed or set up by the orchestra for schools, since it's a very favorable schedule, 9 to 5, we invite different groups, intellectual disability or maybe immigrants studying the local language, to productions, to different orchestra productions. And we have had nearly 1,400 attendants in these to these concerts in social, yes, in social facilities. So this is the end of the Propa Cultura block in my presentation. We believe the project can be adopted by any other region. All the know-how we have developed is, can be perfectly transferred to other political units. The connection between theaters and the social world needs to create or needs to come from synergy, and that comes from regional activity, obviously. But we're willing to export the experience and the know-how we have acquired. And I'm certain that for these disadvantaged group to be able to see a concert for €3 would be, I mean, they would be more than grateful. Well, obviously, there are funding concerns. We're trying to find private funds. We need to raise enough money and to make the program attractive enough to keep it alive in the Catalonian region and to export it to other regions. Now, allow me to tell you about other participation activities. These involve a more active participation, and it was demanded by users. They wanted to do something more actively. At that time, we had contact with an association for the disabled. They contacted Miguel and with the program. I called Miguel, I explained the project. Well, obviously, I felt energized by this contact. And, well, we adapted the program to our own community, and we designed a project called An Orchestra Morning. And it's an experience divided into three activities. The first one is called Meet the Musicians. During the intermission in the morning concert, we introduce these people to the participants, to the musicians, and for about 15 to 20 minutes, musicians will play for them, explain the instrument, and take questions in direct mutual contact. We always try to get two musicians to work because it's like a hospital shows, right? It's a sidekick kind of show. We believe it's nicer that way, and they can cheer one another up. And we also attend to 15 or 20 minutes of the orchestra rehearsal, a highly valued experience because most of these people have never had the opportunity to see an orchestra or walk inside a theater. And then we offer them a music workshop. Well, we have a few instruments that the orchestra has donated. And the benefits for these users are the feeling of being the star for a day. It's a possibility of expressing their emotions through music and discovering the feelings that music generates in your soul. They tremendously value this contact, direct contact with music, and this possibility of feeling of being there and feeling that musicians are playing for them. And for social educators, there are benefits as well. We didn't think about this when we designed the project, but we realized that when the workshops were already launched. After many years, these educators describe new potentialities in their students thanks to music. And this is important because, well, obviously, if these users discover new skills in themselves, if they discover that they can do things that they never thought they could, new possibilities emerge among educators to offer, how am I doing with time? 5 more minutes only? Well, it gives them the opportunity, it gives them the tools to help them even better. To help them do things with music. And obviously, there's a huge motivation for them as educators, listening to beautiful music and helping others. Well, obviously, this opens social educators' minds to believing in all the possibilities of music, and it also enhances their self-esteem. But there are also benefits for the musicians themselves. But since Mikkel said he will deal with that aspect, I will skip this slide. Well, since we needed people for touring, etc., we spoke to HR. We talked to the PR people in the social services, and we had a fantastic response because suddenly they just walked out of their offices and were highly motivated by these workshops, and now they work with us as well. And, well, this generates pride, a sense of belonging, and we have decided to launch the project again this year. And, well, the objective is helping the same group to evolve. It's not a repetition, it's evolution. So they may have attended the workshop once, but being there a second time will not be repetitive. In 2012, we have covered 700 users in 55 different groups, and participation up until now has involved 24 different orchestra musicians and 23 social workers. We're very grateful to our musicians because they have done all this work pro bono. It's voluntary work. I'm surprised that how hard they can work, and we now want to expand the experience because there are. And let me quickly tell you about the participation project. We've already run the first edition in March. We're preparing the second one, and this is a participation project with social entities working with music as an integration as a tool for integration. It's like a micro-Venezuela system. We try to get two different entities to participate in the workshop to generate communication. And this is the image of a general rehearsal to try and connect orchestra musicians with volunteers and with children and youths and maybe some composer. And this is a new project. We didn't do this last year. We were trying to streamline this participation project for future years. We don't want it to be a one-off. We want it to be part of the general programming of the orchestra. Well, and well, tickets are €3, but they still have the same written material as a €47 concert. this is more than a concert, it's a year worth of work. And we do a lot of listening here. We have children have come to our auditorium. They've attended the rehearsals. They've talked to musicians. And to broaden the group, we have also tried to involve schools, the schools where these children go. And we have tried to make them familiar with the work that will be played at the concert. Therefore, we have a much wider social impact. And we're also trying to get families to work in, to work for the concert so that they can feel that it is addressed to them. This is Lola Casas, a known Spanish author, who called us because she wanted to participate. And, well, she's using her literary techniques to participate in the project. The project also involves visits to social entities of composers or conductors. And we try to provide a little bit of music training to the entities that participate in the project. So it's a moment of, it's about acknowledgement for these companies. They have an active participation, and they see themselves as sponsors, and perhaps new horizons are opened for them. Maybe they're running little projects in their own institutions, but working with a big orchestra is a different thing. And I'm finally done.